Well, we start in the Middle East this afternoon. Tit-for-tat exchanges continue between Iran and Israel. Another top Iranian commander has been killed, while Iran claims it hit Mossad's headquarters in Israel. This comes as US President Donald Trump says Iran should negotiate before it's too late, and as G7 leaders say Iran is the principal source of regional instability and terror in the region. Well, earlier I spoke to Hugo Bacega, Middle East correspondent for the BBC.
So I'm in Jerusalem and it's been quiet for a few hours. There were explosions, loud explosions earlier today, the sound of air defenses intercepting missiles. There was a wave of Iranian missiles this morning that followed more Iranian attacks overnight. But I think the latest attacks haven't been as intense, which I think could be a sign of the impact of Israel's airstrikes on the country's military and on the Iranian ability to launch these attacks.
What are people saying on the ground there?
I think it really depends on who you ask. There was a poll yesterday saying that, Jewish Israelis support, this action against Iran. And obviously for a very long time, years, even decades, Israeli officials have been talking about what they see as the existential threat posed by Iran's nuclear program. So if you ask Jewish Israelis, according to this poll, they are very much in favor, or significant, numbers are in favor of this offensive against Iran. But if you ask Arab Israelis, they're not as supportive. Actually, they are against this action against Iran. And I think, I've been going to places that have been hit by these missiles. People are resilient. I think there is, a level of concern now, because I think a lot of people were, had this feeling of being very protected by the country's air defense systems. It is a very sophisticated, layer of protection. But at the same time, what the authorities have been saying is that, it's not perfect. It is very robust, very strong, but it's not perfect. So they've been warning the public, the population, to stay alert, seek shelter when these attacks happen.
Tell us what we know now at this stage about the latest hits on Iran.
So there has, the attacks on Iran, have had a huge impact, especially on the leadership. And today there was another, top Iranian military commander who was killed, Ali Shadimani. He had been promoted to chief of staff, days ago after his predecessor was killed last week. So I think this is another indication of the intelligence Israel has gathered about key Iranian officials. But also, the impact on people on the ground. We've seen images of, large numbers of people trying to flee Tehran amid fears of, more attacks, more Israeli attacks. The Israelis are saying that they have already caused significant damage to Iran's nuclear program and also to Iran's ballistic missiles. So it has had, a huge impact on the people on the ground in Iran. Obviously, almost, it's always very difficult to get a clear picture of what's happening in Iran, because we cannot, from the BBC, we cannot send journalists because of restrictions that have been imposed by the Iranian authorities. So always, very difficult to get an idea of what's happening on the ground.
What do you expect to emerge over the next 24 hours then?
I think, a lot of the attention now is on President Trump, because he has returned from the G7 earlier. He said he wasn't interested in a ceasefire, but he was interested, he wanted a real end to the fighting there. I think, look, the Israelis have been saying that the goal here is to, damage or even destroy Iran's nuclear program. They have been hitting some nuclear facilities, but there's one key facility they haven't hit, the one at Fordo. They don't have the weapons. They don't have the bombs to hit this facility. So they need American support if, they're planning to do that. So it will be very interesting to see if the Americans are going to actively engage in these attacks. I don't see any space now emerging for any kind of diplomacy, any kind of, negotiations. So I think, we're talking about escalation and not de-escalation here.
Iran has claimed it has hit targets in Israel, has it?
Yeah, so this is the claim. And I've got to say, we are under censorship rules here in Israel. We cannot talk about military or strategic targets that have been hit. We cannot show images of locations that have been attacked. So, you know, this is the claim that has come out of Iran. We haven't had any kind of confirmation from the, you know, Israeli authorities. But again, we are operating under some, you know, restrictions here that prevent us from getting this kind of information and this kind of confirmation.
And while this happens, the world's gaze is off Gaza.
Yes, we've been talking about this conflict between Israel and Iran, but the war in Gaza continues. And today was an extremely violent day in Gaza. Another deadly incident surrounding aid distribution. Dozens of Palestinians have been killed, you know, as people were trying to, you know, get some, you know, supplies. They were waiting for flour distribution near a World Food Programme site in Khan Yunis. And this has been the situation ever since this new mechanism that is supported by Israel and the United States was implemented last month. It is a system that has been heavily criticized by virtually everyone who has some experience with aid distribution, because it requires people to go to these distribution hubs in Gaza at great personal risk. Very limited amount of food is being distributed. And so we're seeing, you know, some dramatic, chaotic pictures around these distribution sites. And what the Israeli military has been saying is that they've been firing what they describe as firing shots when they see what they describe as possible threats. And, you know, dozens and dozens of Palestinians have been killed while trying to get some food.
Hugo Bacega, Middle East correspondent for the BBC, talking to us earlier.